Who does?
The guy that was
the governor.
The guy that was the governor of Virginia.
Yeah.
Derek. The guy that was the governor of Virginia 4 years ago when he first ran, he beat the Republican by over 10 points. That's a very good win. This time, our guy beat him by 3 points. So he changed it. It was 13% more people voted for this time for the Republican than they did last time for the Democrat.
Yeah.
So it was a big win for us. Plus every major office in Virginia.
Are you voting for governor?
Yes, I voted for governor.
Yeah. You did.
My guy was ahead all the way up until the last couple hours. Then the Democratic guy finally won.
Yeah.
But it was a very close race.
Who do you have as governor, like Murphy?
You know, in Virginia, not only the governor won, but the lieutenant governor won also. That's a separate election, the lieutenant governor.
Yeah.
And the attorney general won on the Republican side. Four or five different major offices in Virginia are now Republican instead of Democrat. So that was a big win, Plus, other states throughout the country, there were a lot of Republicans won. So it was a good day for the Republicans. Good day for the conservatives, because a lot of the conservatives are Republicans.
Yeah. People are hurting, aren't they?
Yeah.
People are going to be hurting more and more, right?
Absolutely. Look at the price of gas now.
Yeah. Over $3 a gallon here.
Yeah. It's almost $3.50 here.
Yeah.
Almost $3.50 here in Jersey.
Yeah.
And
we need to get back with Janet.
Yes, absolutely.
When
were you able to reach
that?
Her last night?
No.
Were you able to reach her last night?
No.
No, okay.
No.
Well, try again tonight. See if you can get a hold of her.
Yeah. But I know you got your family to deal with.
Not tonight. Not tonight. Don't schedule anything for me for tonight.
No.
Because I'm very busy.
No. Busy.
See, you know, we could even talk to her after we talk to Wade, you know?
After we talk to Wade?
Yeah, because her time is 3 hours different.
Yeah.
So see what she's doing around 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock?
9 o'clock. 9 o'clock my time, yeah.
Yeah. Now, the problem with her is her housing. She's got problems with her housing situation, right?
Yes.
Yes.
The only way to solve that is for her to make more money.
Yeah.
She can't afford anything else.
Yeah, California is very expensive.
Yep. In California, New Jersey, and New York, the three most expensive states in the world, in the country.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm going to start the show now.
I think Wade's very excited, too.
Yeah, I do, too.
Could he text it? Yeah, right.
Let me get the show started and kicked off here, and then we'll talk some more after that. Okay.
Okay.
All right, folks. welcome to the Help the Hope Collection, our radio show that we do 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, and on Saturday morning. It's from noon to 1 o'clock, 5 days a week, Eastern time, and it's 9 o'clock Eastern time on Saturday morning. So if you have an opportunity, give us a call, 714-816-4686. And right now we're broadcasting to over 70 countries around the world. And it's growing. The Hope Collection is growing every day. And we have a lot of people that are working to make it even better. And so you can come on anytime that you're listening and dial in to that number, 714-816-4686. And you can talk to us. And or if you don't want to talk, just listen. And you can also listen on the Internet, as I said, over 75 countries. It's a Blog Talk Radio, and you can get to it through the Hope Collection Blog Talk Radio on the Internet. So anyway, today I have a guest, my friend Derek from Tennessee, and I have another guest who said he's going to come on. My friend Larry from New Jersey, and we're going to have some great conversations. And I expect there'll be a few more people coming on, but I usually try to have one or two invited guests, and then as other people come on, talk with them also. And we'll talk about anything you want to talk about. We have eight main areas that we have active projects working on and helping people with them in the areas like housing and education and health and wellness and clean air and water and faith-based programs and programs that we work with veterans and seniors and people with special needs, all kinds of different programs we have available through the Hope Collection. And I'm going to spend a little time now talking with my friend Derek. So, Derek, tell us a little bit about your friend Wade that we talked to.
He works for the COVID research team.
Great.
He does the COVID research.
And he's a writer, too, right?
Yeah.
He writes things. And he's looking for he's looking to expand that area because that's what he wants his career to be, is in writing. So what did you do to help Wade find out more information about the Hope Collection?
I took him to optimizemylife.com, let him read it.
Okay.
He saw something he was interested in, special needs people.
Okay.
Because he's a special needs person, too.
Right. And also, you helped him to get registered into the Hope Collection, right?
Yep.
Let me tell the people why we do that. Why do we ask people to get registered in the Hope Collection? Well, for one, it's a way to get them started. It's a way to get them started in the program and to get them documented that they're part of the Hope Collection. And there's a lot of benefits goes to them in doing that. They get free coupons for life. They get assigned to a coach that can help them with any issues that they have in their life, like Derek. I'm a life coach for Derek and many other people, but
I could be Wade's life coach, right? I could be Wade's life coach.
Yes, you could. Yeah. As soon as you become a life coach, you could be his life coach, but you can coach him anyway, even without being a life coach, which is what you're doing. You're coaching him and helping him.
Yeah.
Yes. And the whole purpose of that is to help people to have a better life. And we help individuals. We help married people. We help families. We help veterans and their families. And we help first responders like police officers and EMS people and truck drivers and everybody that falls in that category of a first responder.
I'm sending a letter. See, sometime that night time I do the chemo call to check in with him, make sure he's okay. Is there anything I can help Matt with, right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So our motto is helping people by helping them to help other people. And that's our goal. And that's what we do. And we do that through various programs that are available for people. We have five different websites that we use, and we have connections and partnerships with many other websites, things like the Golden Rule Society. The Golden Rule Society was started by Captain Len Kane. He and his wife started that program over 40 years ago, and we are partnering with them. So that's another area where we could help a lot of people, and we're partnering together to do that. Captain Len Kane is an advisor on the board of directors, and he's also a five-time nominee for the Nobel Peace Prize, which is quite an accomplishment. Five times he's been nominated for that. And we're praying that he will be selected this time as the winner, because that's a very prestigious award that he could get, which carries not only a lot of recognition, but it also carries a nice financial reward for people that win that. And he deserves it because he's been working with people around the world for over 40 years. And we can almost attest to that also through the Hope Collection, where we're working with people around the world also. Not quite as long. I would say it's in the 30 years category now. And I've been involved with the Hope Collection from the very beginning. My name is Bob Oakley, and I'm Vice President of the Board of Directors on the Hope Collection. And we are nominating and electing a new board of directors, which I will still be part of, and my friend Ron Clayton, who was the original president of the board of the Hope Collection, has now agreed to come back as to serve as president again. That was the desire of Dr. Joel Griffin, who started the Hope Collection. Dr. Joel Griffin is was a mathematics wizard. He had his master's and his PhD in mathematics, and he was a very smart man and a very visionary type person. And he was always, always, always trying to help people. People like Derek. Dr. Joel Griffin, before he passed a few months ago, was helping Derek and myself and many others. He would help us every day. And he was always reaching out to find out who he could help and what he could help him with. And so we are just carrying forward his legacy through the Hope Collection and through many other programs that we have to help people with. So that kind of gives you a little bit of background of the Hope Collection and what it's all about. But what we really want to do in this program is to find out what other people want and what we can help them
are.
With. Yeah, what their needs are and what their interests are. That's right, Derek.
I might want to take an interest in stepping with Wade, too. That would be a good thing, right?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
Can we do that?
Yes, we can do that. Not today, though, I told you.
Tomorrow night.
Anytime after today. Yeah.
Tomorrow night.
So anyway, and we do it through doing what we call small bite learning. Small bite learning and small bite training.
I showed Wade the two websites, Optimize for Life, and I sent him the ePantry website, Household Gold.
Yep. Yes. See, Derek is doing the kinds of things that I've been talking to him about doing. And when he first started with the program, he didn't know hardly anything how to do it and how to answer questions to people. But he's doing much of it now on his own. Very much of it now he's doing on his own. Because he's been actively involved in the program, and he's been learning. And every day he's talking to people, and every day he's bringing new people to the program and showing them what's available and how we can help them and asking them what their needs are and what they want. And it's all a voluntary program. My work in the Hope Collection is voluntary. And Derek's work in the Hope Collection is voluntary. And other people that we are involved with,
the suppliers can see what I'm doing. The suppliers pay me to help other people, right?
Yes, right.
And money comes from the suppliers.
And you can do things like you can get a business started if you wanted, or you can change your career if you wanted, or you can get education if you wanted. You can get certified. You can get certified literally there's thousands of certifications available, and are all available at a very minimal cost, and are available online. I have talked to a number of people about the certifications, and they are so surprised at how little it costs to get certified for something like a life coach or something like a virtual assistant. A virtual assistant, and if you don't understand what a virtual assistant is, that's someone who has a good knowledge about computer systems, and they can work with computer systems, and they can help people to solve problems using computer systems. That's what a virtual assistant is. Many corporations today, instead of hiring someone to do all those things, they work out a contract with a virtual assistant, and then that virtual assistant is an independent business owner, and they do their work for that corporation, and they get paid a fee for whatever they do. So and they're not an employee, so that saves the company all the expenses associated with employees, and it allows the virtual assistant to work as a contract worker for them. So it's a win-win situation. And we have that available through the Hope Collection. So that's an area that that we're helping a lot of people in. And my friend Derek had to drop off for a minute. I heard in the background he had another call come in. So anyway, I'm going to continue talking about this. I expect another guest, my friend Larry, to come on, but we'll see. See, people have a life besides working with the Hope Collection. I have a life outside of the Hope Collection. I run three businesses outside of the Hope Collection. I have a construction business, I have a rental properties business, and I have a marketing business. So I am the owner and the worker in those three businesses, and I work those businesses every day. So I'm heavily involved, and I'm also very much involved in the Hope Collection. See, the way the Hope Collection works is that when you register in the Hope Collection, you're not signing up for a full-time job. You're signing up to learn more about helping other people, and you're signing up to learn more about how you can save money on everything you purchase, and you're signing up to get coaching from someone, and you will be assigned, anybody that registers in the Hope Collection And you can do that through a website called optimizemylife.com or optimizemylife.org, O-R-G, either one. And either one will sign you up. And all you have to do is click on the register button, and you will be given a one-page screen that has about 8 or 9, I can't remember the exact number of items on it, that you fill out. And it's free. You register for free. And you get a lot of benefits. You're assigned a coach. You're have access to all the other websites. And you can help people, help to show them what's available. And we will work with you all the way through it. I make a personal commitment to anybody that comes into the Hope Collection to help them for the rest of their life, if that's what they want, to work with them for the rest of their life, if that's what they want, to find, help them to get connected to things that they're interested in. Like a young man that Derek was just talking about, Wade, we had a call, three-way call with him night before last. And he told me he was interested in being a writer. He wanted to be a sports writer. And he's working with a number of different sport agencies to try to get to realize that. And we can help him with that. We can help him with through our education system. We can help him through our certification system. And many other ways that we can help him. We can help him to earn some additional income if that's what he wants, and to help others to do that. So anyway, that kind of gives you an overview of the Hope Collection. As I said, it was started by Dr. Joel Griffin and his wife, Ardith. Joel unfortunately passed away a few months ago because he'd been fighting cancer for many years, and he finally it got the best of him. We love him, and we hope he's doing well up in heaven where he's at, because I believe totally that that's where he's at, because he was doing the things that God wanted him to do, and that's to help other people. Every single day he was helping other people, reaching out to help people, reaching out every day. And so I can't say enough about that man. And his wife, Ardith. Ardith is the same way. And Ardith is still with us. And she's actively involved in helping people to understand and to learn and to reach whatever it is their goals are and to achieve whatever it is they want to achieve in their life. So anyway, that's what the Hope Collection is all about. And I'm doing a lot of work personally with the immigrants that are coming into this country. I had breakfast this morning with three immigrant people, and we talked about different things that they might be interested in, like increasing their education and getting certified in a certain area and maybe getting a better job and maybe starting a small business. Those are some of the things that I talked to them about this morning. And they are very interested in. And we're going to be registering a couple of them into the Hope Collection and help them to move forward and to learn and to be able to help other people. So I can't say enough about how we help people and how appreciative they are. They appreciate it so much. There's a rule. It's called a cycle of appreciation. And the more you give, the more you get back. It's like love. It's like love. God gives us love, each of us. And he expects us to give it away to other people. And so we do that. We do that by being sincere and being truthful and being trustworthy and being helpful to people. That's how we give love back to people. And I tell my wife I love her maybe 10 times a day at least. And she tells me that also. And the same way with her family. I tell them all that, and they return it. So you're going to get back more than what you give, no matter what it is that you're giving, whether it's love or whether it's helping someone, writing term papers in college. I do that with one of the Spanish immigrants that I'm working with, and she's so appreciative that I will take maybe a half an hour or an hour a week to help her to write the term paper, because she came to this country without knowing the English language, and I've had courses. I had as many as six families at one time. I was teaching the English language to them. I'm not a teacher, but I used a workbook that would guide us through it, and it helped so much. And we had to stop it because of the COVID, because we were doing it in people's houses. But it was we're going to be starting that back up very soon, because there's a lot of new immigrants coming in here. I heard or I saw on a newscast a couple of days ago, so far this year, there have been almost 2 million new immigrants have come to this country. Most of them come from Spanish-speaking countries like in Central America, Mexico, South America. A lot of people from South America are heading to the United States. And but also places, we've had a big influx of people from Afghanistan recently because of what happened over there, because of the mistakes that the current administration made by pulling out all the troops, allowing the Taliban to take over that country. And so there are over 400 Americans still in Afghanistan. And whoever knows a way to help even one of those or two of them or however many to get out of Afghanistan, because they want to get out. I read yesterday that there was a wedding taking place in Afghanistan, and they were playing some music and dancing, and the Taliban came in and they shut down the music and they killed some of the people that were singing and dancing and so forth. So people, the Americans that are still there, they want to get out. They want to come home. And they can't because they're being restricted. So I'm hopeful that our government can find a way to get them out of there. Some private industries are also working to help those people to get out. That's just an area that I it's close to my heart, because I'm trying to help as many of the immigrants as I can. I'm totally opposed of illegal immigration. There are ways that people can come here legally. They can come on a travel visa. They can come on a temporary visa for 6 months. And there's a lot of other ways that they can get here legally, just by filing papers with the immigration. They can become a citizen, or they can become what's called a permanent resident, because that's one of the classifications that the immigration department has, and they are they can also get a green card, which allows them to work. And so there are a lot of ways that they can come in legally. And by the way, there are over 1.5 million a year coming in every year legally. But we've had a huge influx of illegal immigrants coming across the border because the current administration opened up the border and allows anybody that wants to can come in, without any checking on them, what their background is, or if they have any illnesses that they're bringing in with them. They just allow them to walk across the border. And that's got to stop because we have a sovereign country here in the United States, and we need to protect that country. And if we allow terrorists to come walking across the border and causing terror in our country, that is no good. That is not good at all. Or we allow people that have chronic illnesses are coming across the border and spreading those illnesses to our citizens. It may sound like it's not very heartfelt to try to stop those people coming over here, but you have to think about what's good for our country first. And then after that, we can try to help other people, which is what we do through the Hope Collection. We're helping all kinds of people. I don't care if they're here and they've been here for 17 years and they're an illegal immigrant. At that point, they may have gotten married, and they may have two or three children by that time, and they may have been working at a job all that time and producing taxes and creating income for our country. Well, those are the kind of people that I'm working with. I've helped three of them already now to apply for citizenship. And it's not an easy thing applying for citizenship in this country. You have all kinds of forms you have to fill out. You have all kinds of documentation you have to provide. And it's a very tedious and a very hard thing to do. But it's an area where help is needed. And because of all of the new immigrants coming in, there's even more help needed. So that's an area that we can help a lot of people. And I encourage anyone, any citizen who has been here all their life, like myself, to get involved. Get involved in doing that. You don't have to be part of the Hope Collection to do that. I think it would help if you would join the Hope Collection, because then you get access to some training materials and access to some websites that will help you in that process. And you can also get the coaching from a coach here who has probably done some of that already in their lifetime. So, and they may be an immigrant. They may be a legal immigrant now. But anyway, that's just an area that there's just a lot of help needed. In the area of veterans, there's a lot of help needed with veterans also. I don't know what the numbers are anymore, but I think it was like 22 veterans, I can't remember if it was a week or if it was a month, but it was one of those two. It was either 22 a week or 22 a month that were committing suicide in this country. Now, that number has dropped down a little bit because there are more programs now through the veterans organization to help them. And we have direct connection to the veterans organization also and the Department of Defense. They're giving us lists of people that are new veterans that need help, that have just come back, like those that have come back from Afghanistan and those that have come back from other countries. So I am a firm believer there's plenty of work to do to help people, and there's plenty availability of help to help you help other people. So I encourage everyone listening, either on the internet or by phone, to get involved and to help, because that's what the good Lord wants us to do. He wants us to love him first, and then he wants us to love his people. And part of loving his people is treating them like we would be loved to be treated, because it says that, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And that's the golden rule. And that, by the way, is one of the websites where we are partnering with Captain Len Kane. He has the Golden Rule Society that he and his wife started I think it's 45 years now that they've been involved with that. And Lynn is just a wonderful man that is so willing to help other people. And he has all kinds of free things on his site also that he offers to people, and including job situation. And he's working with the medical profession. He has over 100, I think it's 150,000 now, of medical people that are involved with the Golden Rule Society, that he does things to help them in their medical profession. He keeps track of all their records, not him personally, but his organization does that. Helps people in the medical profession. I think it's called NTIVA, that particular process that he has set up to help them to track all their records and to keep track of all those records. Which is a big job for the medical people. They have all kinds of special requirements of record keeping that they have through the federal government. Everything has to be recorded. Even if you go there for a simple headache, that's recorded. The recommendations that doctor makes, that's recorded. And if there's any prescriptions that are requested by the doctor, that's recorded. And pharmacies have to record all that. So there's all that information that is kept. And that's one of the big areas that Len Cain helps out people in the medical profession. So there's a lot of different areas that we're involved in through the Hope Collection. It's just a huge organization, but it's a very simple process. We've set it up very simple. When I say we, I mean Dr. Joel Griffin and all of us that helped him over the years to set it up. It's a very simple process that we use I call it small bite training and small bite learning and small bite education. Because if you give people too much information at once, their mind gets filled up and they start losing it almost as quickly as it comes in. So I use myself a small bite teaching and training technique where I may talk with someone for 15 minutes versus talking with them for an hour, because that 15 minutes is something they will retain more of than if I talk to them for a whole hour. So anyway, that gives you an idea of some of the other areas that we're working in. We help people in housing. We have a whole program called Tiny Homes, where people can purchase a tiny home, a one or two bedroom, that's fully furnished with all the things that are needed, like a bed and a tables and chairs and couch and new things like refrigerator and stove and sink and all that, and it's very inexpensive. We can pick up one of those for between $50,000 and $75,000 versus buying a similar one or two bedroom home for $150,000 to $250,000. So, plus we have a program where they can attain the mortgage on it if they want to. Very inexpensive mortgage, low interest rates, and so we have programs like that. It's very difficult for me to try to explain everything that we have available. That's why we want people to come in and register. And then they can go in and check things out on their own if they want to. Or we'll go in with them and check things out and teach them how the websites work. Teach them how we do coaching. And teach them how we do counseling. Teach them how we help people to get registered as a sex as a corporation. There's a number of different ways you can become a corporation owner, which saves a lot of money on your taxes. So that's something else we help people with. We help people with their investments. If they want to invest, we can teach them how to invest. And we can teach them what are good stocks and what are bad stocks. We can teach them how timing is so important in learning how to invest. I started investing in stocks and bonds nearly 40 years ago, and probably close to 45 years ago now. And I've been doing it ever since then. So I have a lot of skills in that area, but I still don't rely 100% on my wisdom and my ability. But I subscribe to certain newsletters of experts in the field that make recommendations every single week. They make recommendations. Some of them make them every single day. They make recommendations: what to buy, when to buy, what to sell, and when to sell. Those are two important areas: buying and selling, and how much to invest. They never recommend to sell everything you own and buy this one stock. They never recommend that. They always say, start off with at most 5% of what you have in your account, and invest that amount to start off with. If you want to invest less, you can. If you want to invest more, you can. But their recommendations are to start small and then build up over time. And never buy, if you want to buy 100 shares of a stock, never buy all 100 shares at once. Buy maybe 15 or 20 the first time, and then 15 or 20 the next time, 15 or 20 the next time. Space those out over several weeks. Make the first investment and then wait a couple of weeks and make the second investment. Same with the third investment and the fourth of it, until you get to 100, if that's what you want to buy. So those are just some little tricks that I've learned over the years to help people in investing. Always try to buy stocks on the downside when they are dropping. You can never figure out exactly when they're going to hit bottom. But if the stock goes down $10, you have a much better chance of getting more appreciation on that stock if you know it's a good company and it's going to go right back up. So you save $10 on the share price, and it gives you an opportunity to make $10 when it's going back up. And then the other thing that I look for in companies is dividends. Do they offer dividends? And they offer dividends consistently for many years. You take a company like AT&T, for example, and I'm not recommending AT&T, but I did buy some recently. But you take a company like that, and it's a very stable company. Their stock price is not going to jump a whole lot. It may go up a half a point today, or 2 points today, and then go down a half a point tomorrow. But it's a very stable stock, but it gives very good dividends, and it's been consistently giving good dividends for 30 or 40 years. So that's a good indication that that's a good company to invest in. Because if the dividends are producing, let's say, 6 or 7% every quarter, and you reinvest that every quarter, you're compounding your investment every quarter by at least 7%. And that causes your whole portfolio to look better. And I'm just using that as one example. There are many others. Some companies give a smaller dividend but their price appreciates much quicker. Like you take a company like Apple, or a company like Microsoft, their share price has been going up, up and up, but they give a small dividend. But that's okay. So you have to look at and evaluate things like that. And I don't only invest in solid companies like that, like an AT&T or a Microsoft or an Apple. I invest, I invest in some gold mining companies and silver mining companies and copper mining companies, companies like that also, that are generally very speculative, and their price generally is tied directly to the price of that commodity. If it happens to be a gold mining company, their share price will go up as the price of gold goes up. And if it's a silver mining company, the same thing. Their price per share is going to go up the same at the same time when the price of the commodity goes up. And that's another good rule to keep in mind. And generally, the share price will go up a greater percentage than what the price of the commodity goes up. Let's say gold goes up a dollar, the share price probably will go up close to $2 or more. And so that's another good factor. And I generally don't buy and sell every day. I try to maybe on a weekly basis look at the investments and see if there's some areas I want to make some adjustments on. And as I research things and read about stocks and bonds and read about the market in general, I can make some decisions based on what I've read. And then it's not all based on my decision. A lot of it's based on decisions that come from other people. So it's good to do that if you can afford it. And I want to emphasize that. Don't invest money that you can't afford to invest. Because I started out with a company that I was working for. They came up with what they called an employee investment company, where you could invest in a company stock, and they had a matching thing where they would match. You buy so many shares, and then they would give you so many shares additional. And it was a good program. And I gained a lot of knowledge in investing through that program. So anyway, I'm getting kind of off track here, but I just want to talk about those kinds of things because I want to tell people that there's more to the Hope Collection than you would think. It's a lot bigger than what you think it is, and it's been around a lot longer than you think it is, and it has many, many, many more people involved in it than what you think. We have five hosts, six now, because we're broadcasting on Saturday also, but we have six hosts that generally do the shows one day a week. And all of the shows, all 6 days, are done for 1 hour. As I can see, we're approaching the end of our show now. We got about 10 more minutes. But anyway, all kinds of things come up on these different shows. Like the Saturday show is more of a coaching show. We coach people that are involved in the program, people that are having some kind of issues they're dealing with, and we can help them through that. But that's what the Saturday morning show is for. The rest of the shows generally focus in one or two areas. I have kept this Thursday show open, what I call an open forum, because I want to be able to talk to people about what they want to talk about. And so anyone that comes on will cover the areas that they want us to talk about, and we'll talk with them. And I've done that many, many times. Like my son Derek that I talked to at the beginning of the show. He is working with different people to help them to move forward in whatever area it is that they want to. So we talk about that a lot when I'm talking with him. And we will have three-way calls three or four nights a week for maybe a half an hour or 15 minutes. Because like I said, I don't like to do so much training all at once and do so much discussion of different topics all at once. We do it for an hour on this show because this is an informational type show. This is not a coaching show. This is more of a teaching show where we're teaching people about the Hope Collection and what's available to them and some of the programs that we have available. It's more of an informational type program. So that's why we go for an hour on this show. And by the way, as we go along here, I'm getting hoarser and more hoarse and more hoarse and more hoarse. My throat, I've had some throat issues with sinuses and so forth. And we're getting that all cleared up. But I still have this a little sore throat. And when I talk a lot, it's worse. And I think everybody on here that has ever had a sore throat, they understand what I'm talking about. So anyway, I'm going to probably end the show pretty soon because I see my other guest hasn't shown up. And see, sometimes life gets in the way of people's intentions. Like my friend Larry has very, very good intentions, and he promised me. He said, I'm going to be on the show, Bob. So I said, okay, Larry, I'll see you there. Now, I'm not going to go back to Larry after the show and say, well, you promised me, and you didn't show up. Well, no, it don't work that way because life gets in the way. He's in the process of moving into a new home, and that's taking up a lot of his time. And so I understand that, and I understand that other people that make commitments have issues in their life that they're dealing with, and so they can't make it. So it's no big deal. We will talk to whoever comes on the show, and if no one comes on to the show, I will talk to you all who are listening, the 75 countries around the world that are listening on the Internet. Now, I encourage you, people that are listening, to dial in to our number, 714-816-4686. That's 714-816-4686. And you can come on, you can say hi, you can talk to us for 5 minutes if you want to, and then you can hang up. You know, there's no requirement that you have to stay on for the whole hour. You can stay on as long as you want. As I said, everything in this program is volunteer. You volunteer for whatever you want to volunteer for. And if that's come on and have a 5-minute conversation with us, that's okay. If it's come on and have an hour conversation with us, that's okay too. You know, so whatever it is that you have a need for, and whatever it is that you are interested in, and if we pique your interest for on some area in the program, I ask you to call in and encourage you to call in. But again, it's your decision, not ours. So anyway, with that, I think I'm going to sign off. We've had a great show, a great discussion with Derek, and I will be talking to my friend Larry and wishing him well, because I know he's going crazy moving into this new home because they're doing work on the home while they're moving in, so that makes it even worse. I'm happy to be with you, and I'm happy to help anybody who wants our help. And our commitment is to help you to achieve whatever it is that you want to achieve in your life, to help you have a better life, to help your family have a better life, to help your organization have a better life. If it is an organization, like we do a lot of work with the Elks, and we do a lot of work with the the Lions Club and religious organizations and government organizations we do work with the veterans. And so
God bless you all, and you have a great day. And this is Bob Oakley, and I'm signing off. We have about four and a half minutes left here, but I'm going to sign off early today. And I just ask you all to dial in and listen and learn. And I can guarantee you that there will be something that will interest you, and you will be want to hear more. And that's what I encourage you to do. If you come on the show once, you'll hear certain things. If you come on again, you'll hear maybe some other things from a different speaker. And if you come on again, you'll hear some other things for again. So that's the way it works, and that's the way it's set up. And that's the small bite process that we use. And again, God bless you all, and God bless America. Have a great day. This is Bob Oakley, and I'm signing off of the Hope Collection.